interesting. I heard wind, sighing wind, when I asked or listened. It's really nice. But it was making a sound, but I couldn't get it for a long time, and I really didn't get it. It's difficult when I'm doing the process verbally, too, but I really didn't get it until the very end, and I had to write it down really fast. Leornawan or something like that. At first I thought it sounded like Lenore or Eleanor or something, but that wasn't quite it. Leornawan, that's what I've gotten. This time it's very different. But I like it. It feels good.
Like I hear with some music. I'm too distracted.
That's okay. A lot of the times with these processes, it takes more than one time because it's a much different way of working with things than you're used to. You're using different senses.
I'm not used to there being background noise either.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, if there's something else around that's making noise, my attention goes to that.
Okay.
Rather than focusing on
noise. That's a good point, Tina. Yeah. I think there are a lot of people who have that.
I have the same thing with this
one. Oh, all right. Omnia. Oh, that's beautiful. That's good. Okay. Yeah, mine stayed the same for a number of years until it's changing recently, I guess. How'd you two do? Okay. Well, it's a different process and a different way of focusing than what we're used to, so it's really kind of difficult the first time. Yeah.
You judge it and you're anxious because you get performance anxiety and that keeps you from getting whatever it is. And so part
very
of it,
true.
It's like you're going to take it to the intent if you could practice again and then you trust that you can repeat experience that you did so again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another realm.
And the whole idea of performance anxiety really comes to the fore with what we're going to do now, which is receiving angel messages. And I've written out, as a little help, hopefully, and a guideline for us, a simple way, it's kind of like in 10 steps or something, to receive them. There are lots of different ways that you can do this. It should be coming around. Oh, I counted wrong. Oh, darn. I'm sorry. There you go. And I think one of the keys really is the very first thing, which is to relax. Relax and take some deep breaths so that you're not all tensed up or tight. And the second part is just a simple way of kind of a quick centering grounding process where you bring in the white light and just let it come all around you and fill you. Some people like to say a little prayer at this point or a mantra or something like that. But what the focus is simply to let yourself know that you are safe and protected while aware that you can be at peace, you can trust, and you don't have to work at doing this. You can trust and receive easily. It's when you really effort it or work at it really hard that everything gets stopped up and nothing comes through. You have to really surrender and let go. That's particularly true for the intellect. It cannot know and understand how this process works. It cannot box it in. So it's really a process of staying open and trusting. So So you breathe it through the whole body and allow it to go out the bottoms of your feet and into the heart of the mother, into the Mother Earth. And you're open in that way of being surrounded. It's like grounding, or you can actually do the grounding process. Open to heaven and grounded on earth and through the earth. And then you just invite the presence of your guardian angel, or maybe any angel that you would like to receive information from, inspiration from. You have your pencil and paper or pen and paper handy, and you can ask for specific guidance on any issue or concern that you might have. It seems like it works best in the beginning to formulate very specific questions. So I've done that for us. I'll have three that we're going to specifically work with. And later, when you've had a little more practice, you can simply say something like, tell me about, and name a topic. That's how I get a lot of the information that I work with. I want to know more about Kundalini, or I want to know more about the Trinity, or whatever it is, and information just comes through. Okay, so in the beginning it's fun to have it specific. It's good to do that. And then you have to listen, and that means being still on the inner levels. That's where the emotional body and the intellectual body in particular need to be quiet. You just have to stay in the presence of the stillness and let go of all your judgments about what you're receiving. That means don't criticize it, don't change it, don't deny it. Some people may get just a few words, but they may be just what you're needing, excuse me, at that time. And it's really true that as you open and sense your angel's presence nearby and listen quietly, begin to get the message or a sense of something and try to put that on paper, you're going to feel kind of strange and awkward about it if you haven't done a process like this before. That's where you have to trust and be in a surrendered state, open to your angel. There's no limitation on what you can receive from them. And then the eighth step is to accept what you receive. Usually this is the hardest part, to accept it. And what I always tell people is in the beginning, when you're trying to receive from them and writing it down, if it's difficult for you to believe it or accept it, or oh, it just came out of my brain, or I just made that up, or whatever, put it aside for a week and then go back and read it. This is something that I was told to do when I started having those dreams in my 20s and started doing that written work. Sometimes I would just be crying buckets at the end. It would be so emotionally overwhelming, and I didn't think I wanted it to continue, or I didn't like it, but it really was supportive of me. And I was asked to set the information aside for a few days, and my emotion would be less intense, and I could read it a second or a third time and realize that it really came from a very supportive, loving, nurturing place. So your intellect will try to talk you out of the validity of what you receive. You need to honor that. My goodness. Really? Oh, the other thing that's really important is your heart can feel and accept the message. Your intellect very often won't. It will deny it or try to talk you out of it. It'll tell you it's unimportant, it's silly, it's not profound enough, or it's not written perfectly enough, you know, or whatever. You compare it with somebody else's message, that's really not what you want to do at all. So remember that to have patience, you're building a skill. And then finally, to trust what you receive and believe in what you receive. You might get feedback from your emotions or your body as to the accuracy of what you've received. When I would go back and read my written messages, often I would have a shiver that would just go up me, or goosebumps would rise all over me. To me, that's always bodily feedback that the message is appropriate for me on a deeper level than I first thought, and to be open and to receive that. The thing also that you will notice is that angels are non-critical. They are accepting, loving, wise, and uplifting. They never, ever interfere with your free will. They will never tell you how to run your life. They will never try to control you. They don't should on you. You should be doing this. You know, they don't do things like that at all. So that's a real key to knowing whether it's coming from the angelic realm or from your intellect or your own personality. And then finally, say thank you at the end. Just express gratitude and appreciation and your acceptance. And that's kind of a gift back to them from you.
You didn't count
Renee,
did you?
Oh. I thought I counted right, but
right,
who knows?
Right. And that kind of the side of this is, I think it's Chandler Parent, I've got writing. If you have a problem, write letters to your angel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you don't, get the answer in writing the letter, or you feel it's a relief from writing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have too much going on and we can't.
It's really
receptive.
True.
And I've done that, and it's really a relief.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the other. That is exactly it. That's the other side of this. That when you have something that you're just stressed out about or whatever, write them a letter. It's. I think it is in her book that she says, especially if you're having. Strong difficulty in relationship or an emotional conflict or something, you can write to the guardian angel of the person with whom you're in conflict. Or you can write a letter to your angel asking them to contact theirs, and then write it as though you're going to mail the letter. Just, you know, really name the problem and what resolution you see that would be appropriate for everybody's highest good or whatever. Put it in an envelope, seal it, and put it someplace as though you've mailed it. And you leave it there until the resolution appears. And you see it as being resolved, having laid it out to the angels and having mailed it. And then when it's resolved, you can do a burning ceremony or whatever you'd like to do about that. That's the other form.
And
my mouth is so dry.
Or at least it releases it so that you don't become obsessed with the problem.
Right.
And that you can step back and like see if clear answers of how it's
dealt. And then one other part I want to touch on, too. Some people ask me, well, how do I know this is really coming from my guardian angel or from the angels? How do I know it's not just my intellect or my mind making this up or whatever? Well, the easiest way to tell is that your ego or your critical self is always, it's full of criticisms, of judgments, and sometimes of a lot of negativity. You'll never get that from an angel. I don't know if you all saw the program on television, last year about the angels, but it really gave a good, at least in my opinion, a good overview of how supportive and how loving they are. When they had those pictures of people with the flowing gowns and the light streaming and everything, it's a good approximation of what their energy field looks like. And if ever you have contact with that, you will feel supremely comforted, supported, and loved. There's nothing else that you can feel except that. Your voice or your intellect tells you what to do and how to do it. Angels do not. They're always very calm and compassionate. They might give you ideas or inspiration, but they won't tell you that you have to do it in a specific way. I always said it never judges. They're always positive and constructive. They're always accepting of you. I talked about sometimes you'll have a physical rather than an actual written communication. Feelings in your heart, feeling your energy expand, a tingling on the back of your neck. Some people actually have their eyes change when they're doing this process and get a real heightened, I've had several people say to me, everything suddenly gets so bright, like I can see better. Or sometimes tears spontaneously flow as you begin to receive the message and write it down. Now, there's also the subject of your guides and your other spiritual teachers. And their voice is usually quite different from that of the angels. It's a lot more directive or predictive at times than angel material is. Some people receive extraterrestrial information too, and that's a real different feeling. It just doesn't feel it. It's very strong usually, and it just doesn't feel of this world. Nature spirits and the elementals often talk about what they're working with. So if you have one of them pop in, you'll be hearing about the plant they live with or the tree they love or whatever. It's different. It's very different. Okay. See, I was going to share with you very briefly. This is an idea of one of the early kinds of messages I received some time ago. And it's just a brief paragraph. And it starts out addressed as, "Beloved, this day we see you as open, even though you do not feel that for yourself." Excuse me. "This day is the culmination of much that has been prepared on an inner level. All the night teachings are being brought forward and are bearing fruit. I was doing a lot of things where I'd be out of my body at night in the dream state, working with other people, and I was wondering what that was about. All the night teachings are bearing fruit. We are so excited about your decision to do the work. Your willingness and openness is known and is today a great quality of yours. And then another time, I was feeling in a very heightened state, and what they responded with was, there is no need to discuss or reveal any more information. We see that you are full. And I got an impression of laughter and movement or dancing. And that's all, it was two sentences, you know, and I sat there for 15 minutes or whatever, and nothing else came through, but that was really appropriate. So there just can be anything that is right for you. You'll feel its rightness as it comes through. The thing is to trust and not to judge what's about to come through you. All right. So we're going to work with some questions. Would you like music, or would you prefer not to have music at this time? How does everybody feel about that? Or do you care? Okay. Sometimes the outside noise is kind of intrude, so let us know. It's 4 o'clock. I misread the clock. We're supposed to be finishing now. So very shortly here. All right, so this is the first question, and it's a good idea to write this down. And the question is, what part of me endears me to the angels and to humanity? Or you can also think of that as, what quality endears me to the angels and to humanity? Oh, that'll be fun. Is that one yours then, Tina? Just lay them all here in a pile. That'd be good. Well, I'm sorry we ran over. Time has just zipped away today. I have... Well, they usually tell me when to send them back to people, so... It's funny, the last time I did this, a long time passed, and I had literally forgotten about them, and then one day I got a very clear message, time to do angel mail, and I went, what angel mail? Then I remembered, you know, it was really funny. I have one last thing for you, but I just want to encourage you that if you have a quiet time in your day, this is a perfect practice that can really deepen as time goes on. Sometimes the messages are truly profound and loving and very deep, but it is a practice. And so I know when I first started this, I took time every morning and sat and focused in, but I wasn't working in the mornings at the time, so I had that luxury. But if it feels appropriate to you, give yourself some time morning or evening or sometime during your day and see what comes through. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And the support is wonderful, and we always can use that. And if we had some time left, I would, let's see, I'm going to just pass all of these around. This is a book list to give you an idea of what's out there in the literature. And I'm sure it's not complete. There's probably a lot more. I revise it about once a year, but anyway, so I've got everybody's letter. Are there any questions or anything that anybody wants to share before we do a little closing?
Writing or whatever that comes through. Have you ever done anything with
it?
Any of that, or do you ever let anyone else look at it?
Ah, you would ask me that. I have a bunch of stuff on tape that was channeled, voice channeled through for a long time, and then I have a lot of written stuff too that, yeah, I'm not even sure where all of that stuff is. That could be interesting.
Is that something that you feel is private, or was it meant to be?
I don't think it's supposed to be private. It's just I've never taken the time to really get into it. I feel like I'm going to write a book sometime, but I need a new computer before I do that. So that's in the work.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that.
So my husband tells me.
Scott can come
get
you, and
yeah.
They do
upgrades.
Yeah.
That's a good thought. I hadn't thought of that at all.
Sometimes what they're getting rid of is better than anyone's brain does having it.
That's right.
They think it's slow enough, but it's like, well,
Yeah, that's really true. Well, if there are no questions, let's do a closing circle.
Sure.